Today's daf, Daf Kuf Gimel, we're up to the last word on the second line. Lo yamru shneihem. So the Mishnah says the two husbands, as we call them the victims, they can't get together and say, listen, why should we each pay child support? Let's put our resources together and we'll both give them mizonot, b'yachad. Can't be done. Now, hu gavad, ongele rechay lechavrei. Remember that what happens is that despite the fact that one of them is going to be giving mizonot and the other one is going to be sending in a child support check, nonetheless, the Mishnah says, you can't say that you only agreed to give mizonot and not a child support check. The money is going to be money. One of them buys the food and actually supplies mizonot, and the other one just sends a check.
For the same amount.
Yeah. So what happened here is that the needs changed, because obviously she can't eat twice, but that doesn't give him a right to say, well, what do you mean? She already has mizonot. I only agreed to pay what she needs to eat, so she has what to eat. No, you can't say that. You can't even split the mizonot. One of them's going to have to send her in a check. So by virtue of that discussion, we bring in now this issue, which on the surface doesn't seem to have anything to do with the Mishnah, yet it turns out that there's a brilliant diyuk from the Mishnah as to what the halacha should be over there. So hu gavad, the ogele rechaya lechavri, there was a gentleman who rented out, now, a rechai that he had, and he made a deal that it should be litchina. So what happened over here is that the one who rented from him the machine rented it to him, not for cash, but rather he made him a deal that he will take care of all of his needs in whatever needs to be ground for him for the year. That'll be the rent. He'll do all the work, but that he gets to then make all the profit, and the machine is his, basically, he was sold. In the end, was sold iater. In the end, the guy who had been in a position that he needed his fellow to work for him on the rechayim, he suddenly came into a windfall. And Zogin rechayim v'chamra, so he goes ahead, and he buys the whole rechayim and chamor, the whole machine, and he's got his own, no longer needs this guy's work. And basically, he's doing his own work. So he tells the guy who was paying his rent in doing the work of the tchina, he says to him, look, I don't need that work anymore. So, ada idna havi tchin nagabach. Up until now, all my tochein needs were in your hands. But now, I don't need that, so hash to have liagra. Now I want you to pay me cash. Because obviously, what's the point? You're doing work for me. Do I got a whole machine that's doing this work on its own? So the socher says to him, oh no, look, that was the deal, and I'm going to continue to take care of your house, and you use your machine to make money in other ways. Why take it away from me? So Ravina's svara was, look, what happened over here is a change in needs, right? And a change in needs, the guy says, I don't need that form of income anymore, that is to say, your work on the trina. I have my own factory. So you pay me cash. But basically, that's what happened in the Mishnah, right? I mean, the woman says, I have but one stomach to give for my mizonot, so pay me cash. That's exactly what's going on over here. So it says in the Mishnah, says Ravina, lo yom rush neyem areya nu zanim otake achad. We'll get together and pay her whatever is needed to take care of her needs. But why should one of us send in a check and the other one give him mizonot? That's ridiculous. Ela no, echad zana, v'chanu deyna demi mizonot. One actually supplies the food and one sends in a child support check. So what do you see from there? That when the needs change, we don't say, look, the point was the deal is for mizonot. No, she doesn't need mizonot, then you have to pay her the value of the mizonot, correct? So same thing happens over here. Even though the deal was, you grind my kemach for me, but now I don't need you to grind my kemach. I got somebody else, so to speak, grinding my kemach to send me in the check, that otherwise you would have ground the kemach, exactly the same as the Mishnah.
Amalei Rav Avira, it's not really similar to the Mishnah at all, bidami. Over there, the girl, who we've been calling the brat, only has one tummy. She hasn't managed to develop two tummies. Over here, the renter, the socher, can tell the original owner, look, what's your problem? You can continue to, you've got your nice factory now, you've got your fancy chamor, your machinery. Go ahead and be zavin, so you can be tochen and sell it to people. And meanwhile, with the old one, which I have, we'll continue to do the trina that I am going to be keeping for your mizonot, and I'll take care of that. Why in the world should I have to pay you cash when you can just get the cash out of going ahead and selling this stuff from your own current factory? And even that we don't say, except in a case where the guy who has rented does not have additional customers that he would be able to use to then, instead of doing the trina for the balabayit, to do the trina for somebody else, give the balabayit the money. If he's got what to do with his rechayim, so that he can use the time that he's currently using to grind the things for the balabayit, he can use it to grind it for customers, then he should do that and pay the balabayit, because being his original arrangement his timing was that I should be able to do tefillah. But right now, bottom line is that he doesn't need your tefillah. So it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't make any difference to you if you're grinding for him, if you're grinding for somebody else and making money and giving it to him in that same time. Therefore, we tell him, listen, where do you come from, Sodom? You have to do what is something that doesn't cost you anything. And therefore, in this case, we would, in fact, be able to insist that he pays him.
Over here, the woman says, I don't want to leave the house. This is where I lived my whole life. My husband died. This is where I want to continue to live. The Yorshim cannot say, look, what's the difference to you where you live? Go back to your family. And we'll pay you there. Don't worry about it. We'll give you all your expenses and so on. Because remember that the deal is, in the Tanai HaKetuvah, the Lashon of the Tanai HaKetuvah, is that you shall remain in my home, kol yimei megera munatayach. So that this is not up to them. They have to give her mizanot, and odim lamador lefichvodah, they have to give her a level of lifestyle that is according to the way that she's used to living. On the other hand, suppose she says, I'm not comfortable living in my husband's home. I want to move back with my family now that he died. So then, Yecholim Yoshim Omarla, look, if you stay in the house, that's a covet to the house, and we'll see what additional things it gives to the house. So then we give you Mizonot. If you want to leave the house, you may not Tetzlein, you Mizonot. And that wasn't the deal. If you're going to leave, so then go eat by your parents. If, however, she says, look, it's inappropriate for me to be living in this house, both of us are still young. You know, you're not my children. Your children, basically, this way we'd have to understand it. Your children of another woman. And, you know, we're old enough to get involved, we're young enough to get involved with each other, and people are going to talk about it, and it's inappropriate. And that's how most learn. Others learn there are kids in the house, and it's inappropriate. I'm an older woman, I can't take care of them. But the pashtus is that it's emotzi ala shemra if she'll be living in a house with people that she might be having relations with. So, zanimota vive beit avi. In such a case, they can't die in, because that. The idea of a mador lefichvoda includes that she should be able to live without people gossiping about her. Don Rabban, when it says over here that they provide for her a place, that doesn't mean just a place. It means a lifestyle. So this means, mishtamesh b'mador kederach mishtamesh b'chayei ba'alalot. She uses the house precisely the way that she used to use it when her husband was alive. They can't say, well, daddy was a very kind-hearted guy, so he let you keep the TV in your bedroom, we're taking the TV out of your bedroom. We can't say that. She uses the avadim u'shvachot kederach mishtamesh b'chayei ba'alalot. If there's maids or servants working in the house, they can't say, look, right now he's busy, he can't take care of your needs. She's the one who's basically in charge. She gets the use that she always had. She wants the linen that she had, the bedding that she had, exactly. They cannot reduce her status in any way. She wants to use the clay kesef, the clay zahav. They can't say, we don't use the good china. Because if you analyze what he writes there in the ketuvah, even though, of course, he doesn't write it, but in other words, the given of the ketuvah, the tonight Beit Din. You have the right to continue to live in my home and to live off of my things so long as you continue to be a widow. In other words, until you've gotten remarried or began getting interested in marriage. Now, Tony Rav Yosef, remember, Rav Yosef in his diet earlier, that he specifically says, Biveti. And that means Biveti Valoba Bikati. That if the guy does not have a house, all he's got, let's say, is a trailer. And then, if she's going to stay in the trailer, that's going to mean that his own children are going to have to leave and let her stay. That he's not saying. If the Yatomim try to get a jump on the situation, and they sell the family home, so they say, well, you know, sorry, but we sold, but you can live out back in the trailer. You know, no. The sale is bottle. I said, well, why is the sale bottle? That in a case where there wasn't enough nechasim to allow the banot to have what they need to get married, and we say that in that case the banot come first, the daughters come first, and the boys have to go around knocking on doors begging for charity if necessary. So they figure they're not going to be put in that position. Let's sell now before the girls come to get their mizonot. So if they're makdim, it's a good mechira. So how do you explain the fact that when it comes to the girls, it's a good mechira, but when it comes to the wife, it's not a good mechira? What's the difference? If you're telling me that basically tfisah helps, and you don't collect after all for the chasim shubadim, for the tzedayah ktubah, so why is it that we're mevatel the sale if they sell the estate, not leaving the almanah place to live, but we're not mevatel the sale if they sell the estate in order not to have any money left for the daughters? It says, there's a big difference. Because hatam lo mishtab ila mechayim. Now, halacha is that as far as the daughters are concerned, there is no chiyuv during the lifetime of the man to provide for them. It's only after he dies that then the tznayak tova kicks in, that there's an actual lien on the home to provide for them. But over here, this woman has been living this way her whole life. And this was part of his chiyuv to her during his lifetime. So that means that her lien comes first, basically. It's always been there. Therefore, we're about to the sale. Omar Abaye Naktinan. We have a Kabbalah that Medor Abanashe Nafal Ina Yashim Chayavim Livnotom. The chiyuv over here to provide him the Medor is only you shall continue to live in the estate as it is that you lived. If the estate collapses, they're not mechuyev to rebuild it. That's not what the shibud is. The shibud is, as you live today, in the home that you live today, you continue to live. If that home collapses, we cannot be mechuyev the estate to repair or rebuild the home in order that you should have where to live. But not only that, even if she says, okay, I'll pay for the repairs. Because it no longer is a home. So the lien now is paka. The lien was on a home that existed. She can't now say, I'm going to rebuild it. Boy, Abaya says, what about if she pitsa? She goes ahead and she renovates the house. Because of that renovation, the house continues to be functional for another 20 years. Right? That means it was going to collapse. But she puts in all the work, and therefore it's still standing. So now the question is, do we say, just like if the house had already collapsed, you wouldn't have had the right to rebuild it. You only have a right to be in the house so long as it's there. So we basically got an estimate that this house could only last another 5 years. Now it's going to last 20 years. You only have 5 years of usage of it. Because your renovations cannot be used to establish your rights. Or do we say, but as long as the house still continues to stand, the fact that she was goremet that the house should stand, that doesn't count against her. What's the halakha over there? Take her. There's not been a decision on that issue. Amra efshi. She says, I don't want to live in the house. So they can say to her, that either you live in a house or we're not going to provide for you. What's in their business? How do they suddenly get the right to say, well, we only are going to provide for you if you live in a house? Or she has a fear for them to live in a house? Why can't you go back to her family? Says, remember, late for lucky, I don't understand. What's the problem? The problem is sending a check in the mail? That's the problem. That's inconvenient? Why in the world would they be able to say you lose your mezonot? Misayel or Ravuna. This teaches that basically Ravuna's approach is right. Ravuna says, Birkat habayit biruba. Ravuna says, look, you have two issues to consider, economy of scale, and also synergy. The more people that are living in this house, the more productive it's going to be, the more everybody is basically going to be able to help by their presence everybody else. And as you reduce that presence, you end up without having the economies of scale, and you end up with having to do everything on your own, because nobody's taking care of their own things. So the Oshim have a right to say, look, I mean, that provided for you as long as you continue to take a part of the life in this house. If you're going to remove that from the house, so then the entire value of everything that we achieve here is going to be lessened proportionately. Says, well, okay, even so, I mean, how can they say we won't give you a dime? What they should do is they should prorate it. They should say, look, while you're living in the house, your mizonot cost us, let's say, $100 a week. Now we've got a 25% yirida in the tfukat habayit. So we want to give you only $75 a week. But how can they say we don't give you anything? So late for if you pick out a bike, why don't they prorate what they should give it? Says, of course. What do you mean, of course? But she didn't mean they won't give her at all. The Mishnah meant that, look, if you're not going to take a part, then you're going to have to accept the same loss that we're accepting in this home. So it's going to cost you. We're taking off 25% from your parnasa. Om Ravuna. Ravuna points out that the Shon Chachamim, from the way that something has been said by the Chachamim, there's all types of things that you need to be able to apply to your life. Lashon Chachamim teaches you where to find bracha. Lashon Chachamim teaches you where to find osha. Lashon Chachamim teaches you where to find marpe. And it's all mishnayot. Because look, bracha hadi amar. And we see from here that a person has to learn the idea of economies of scale, learn the idea of synergy. And this comes out from a mishnah, one word in a mishnah. And you need to pay attention to that word in the mishnah. You'll learn something very, very valuable for your life. Many people are simply not aware of this. They're shocked by the fact that suddenly things have gotten so harder when they thought everything was going to be easier. There's fewer people, less things to do, it's good. Turns out it's not good. You could have figured that out if you had read the Mishnah properly. Lashon Chachamim in a Mishnah teaches you also how to make sure that you protect your money. Thank you so much. The Tzana, Mocher Perot Chaviro. Somebody sells Perot. Mashach Velo Madad Kana. Madad Velo Mashach Lo Kana. So over here, if the guy picks up the Perot, even though now he hasn't gone through them, the Mashiach has a kinyan. On the other hand, if he's modeh, but he didn't do a Mashiach yet, so then he wasn't Kona, and he could always change his mind. So now, if the guy is smart now, the buyer is smart, and he does not have time to actually pick up these pears. I mean, he's in business. He's talking about, he's buying over here a few tons of payroll. He got a great deal. What can he do in order to make sure that he doesn't get caught with this person changing his mind and changing the pears to somebody else? The thing to do is add in another 10 cents and tell him, I want to rent the spot in the warehouse to keep those payroll for a day. Now, that means it becomes yours. Once it becomes yours, you're recording it without doing machine because it was in your rishus. Okay, so you see how to be careful about things from a mishnah. You see about worrying that another person may do and how to make sure that doesn't happen to you. So instead of going to screw you, you can learn it all from the mishnah in the first place.
What's
it all about? Exactly. Rabbi, you've already been there. You can save yourself a lot of pain. Marpeh, where do you see from a mishnah that you learn also? Yeah, just by thinking about what it's saying. You read a Mishnah that says, a person should not grind up now in his mouth raw wheat and leave it on a wound, because that will cause the wheat to become chometz during Pesach. Don't do that. But meanwhile, you see from there that there is something that is curative about allowing the wheat to sit around on the wound, which is, of course, penicillin. So it's a great way, you know, if you just paid attention, you could have saved yourself an awful lot of looking for antibiotics. They had it all worked out anyway. It's great. The only thing is, you can't make penicillin during Pesach. The bread can't lie around. Then Rabbanan, Yishaat Ketiratosha Rebbe, when Rebbe was dying, Omar, he said, Libanai Ani Tzarich, I need my kids, sending my kids. Yechesuba Navetzlo, Omar Lehem, so he says, look, I want to leave you with these commands. Yizaru Dechodim Chem, I want you to take care of your mother and be very careful about her cough. We're going to go through each one of these things. And just because I'm dead, I don't want you to treat the house as if I'm dead. You leave my desk lamp on, and you make sure that Shulchan Yeh Aruch B'Mekomo, where I used to sit at the table, I want that place set, and my bed is to be made. Mitatei Mutzat B'Mekoma, and Yosef from Haifa, and Shimon from Ephrat, Heim Shimshuni B'Chayai, Heim Yishamshuni B'Moti. They always took care of me in my lifetime. They're the ones who are responsible for me in my death. Now, let's go through each one of these things. Yizaru B'Chodimchem. What is it? Well, he has to give them a message to be Mekayim in midst of the Uraita. Well, that's ridiculous. The Uraita. Dichtiv Kavedet Avicha V'Timecha. No. She wasn't their mother. She was a stepmother. Eshet Av Avoy. So, Eshet Av is also the Uraita. The Tanya Kavedet Et Avicha. V'Et Imecha. So, Et Avicha, the extra Et over here includes Eshet Avicha. V'Et Imecha includes Baal Imcha. So, a step-parent is also a Chi of the Uraita. The extra V'Et is Marva Achicha HaGadol. So what does he have to tell them? Achiv diaraita, ani milin dechayim, avliyachan mitam. Oh, this is only in the lifetime, but in death there's no chiv because the chiv is essentially a chiv to the parent. It's not a new chiv directly to the step parent. So if the parent isn't there, then it doesn't. It's not an act of kavod to the parent to be mechaber the step parent.
Is he there or alive?
Alive. So there's a question, by the way, whether that's true about Achicha HaGadol. Whether Achicha HaGadol is a type of covet for a parent, or he stands as a semi-parent to you, and therefore is a direct view of covet. That very, very interesting maisa that actually happened to me about 25 years ago. My uncle, Meir Sharim, died. We were going to the Svarim, and there was a letter in one of the Svarim. The letter was from my grandfather, who had just married my grandmother. But the way that he had married my grandmother was his third wife. So the way he had married my grandmother is that he had gone to see this woman as a shidduch for his son. So she was only 14. So he says, I like. He ended up marrying her himself. So she was younger than his kids. So he wrote a letter, and this was the letter we found in the book. He wrote a letter to my uncle, who was from another woman, obviously, and he wrote, look, my new wife is coming to Yerushalayim, and even though she's younger than you, and so on, you have a chiyuv. He spoke out the whole chiyuv in the Gemara, and I expect that you're going to be treating her the way you would treat an Eshadav.
How old was he?
He must have been at the time, probably 40. Yeah, something like that.
And how old was she?
Yep. But she was 14. Okay, so he needed to tell them to do that because he was no longer alive, so he was Mekayev them. Then he tells them there, this is really weird. I mean, what you need is desk lamp on and his bed made on. Come on, let go, you know? So my time, why does he want all of this? Because he used to come home for visits. In Kol Beis Sham, every Erev Shabbos, Rebbe used to come home to visit the family. And he would eat with them on Leil Shabbos. And he would sit at the table, and he would stay over at the house. And it's actually, he used to make Kiddush for them. There's a whole shot of what have been made chavshi. I mean, he's not chayim kiddush. How could he be mentioned that he did it? So there's a lot of discussion about this, that maybe someone who didn't really die, he was on the dag of Yaakov, he was considered to be on the ship of Yaakov, that's why he was kari alatzmo, that Yaakov was with Yitzrayim, Shvaz HaShana, and Rebbe was he saw himself as Amshach of Yaakov. Yaakov was Omei. So maybe someone who doesn't really die, he doesn't go through the element of Misa, not considered to be the making chavshi. Or even if he's been making chavshi, if he's mitlabesh in a tzura of a guf, that's b'chayim him the way it would be to anybody other than that. There's all discussions. Minchas Chinuch discusses what's the dinah of Eliyahu, in terms of kiyuvim and reishit Eliyahu, he's still alive since he doesn't have a heter. But interesting questions like this. Right? But in any event, he used to come back. And so therefore he wanted to make sure that the house would be the same house and that his place would be assured in the house. Anyway, one time, Ahu Beis Shimshu, one Friday night, one of the neighbors comes in and she's shouting at the door, Atai Shevavta Kakarya Abava. So the maid in Rebbe's house said, shh, don't shout like that. It's chutzpah. Rebbe is sitting in there. So Kivan Deshama, when he heard her say that, he never showed up again. So Shuv Lo Ata. Why? Because he felt that people would say, why is it that Dafka Rebbe should be the one to come back home Friday nights? Nobody else comes back Friday nights. It means that everybody else is what, second-rate tzaddikim. I mean, he's the only guy that can come back home. So he felt that it was like Lotzi Laz al tzaddikim arishonim. He didn't think it was right to come back home. Yosef Kefani Shimon Efrati Hem Shimshun Befayim Shim Shimuni Bemoti. Then he said, I want this fellow from Haifa and this fellow from Efrat. So all kinds of Rambam in that also this morning discussed why Dafka Rebbe had to have someone from Haifa. Why does he give them the names of their cities? They should be Mishamish me in my death, Sovereign. Everybody thought that what he was saying is they should be responsible for the funeral, because they were Mishamish me Bechayai, so they should be now the ones to carry my meat and so on and so forth. But then it turns out that they died that day and they were buried before Rebbe. So Kiman, the Chazur, the Kodim Arsayoli Arsay, they saw that they actually were buried before Rebbe. So they said, oh, so Shmami Allahu Alma with the Kama. He was saying that they'll be Mishamish me in Olam Haba. So I said, if that's the case, what does he have to tell everybody for? I mean, if you're telling me he's giving it savar, I want these people to be in charge of the funeral mail. But he has to tell people what's going to be in Olam Haba. What's their business? Now, the reason he said this, because he was afraid that people would say, look at this, the moment Rebbe dies, these guys die. Must be they were Rishayim, but the Schus Rebbe, he kept them alive. But the moment he wasn't there to keep them alive, they dropped dead. Therefore, he wanted people to know that it's not the Chas V'Shalom Rishayim, I don't know, but their keshetim was such that they needed to be Mechubar to Zayla Mahama. So people would have said, Mil Tavi Luvadi, the Nami, Schut of the Rebbe Yudah Anilu. It's only because they were Mishamish Rebbe, his Schus kept them going. Therefore, he wanted people to know that's not the case. Okay, then he told his sons, all right, now I've given you my messages, now please send in Chachmi Yisrael and Yisrael. So they call him the Chachmi Yisrael. Amar Lehem, he says to them, okay, first of all, Al Tispedunu B'Ayarot. I don't want any Hespedim on the way, because L'maisa they had to carry him from Tzipori to Beit Sha'arim, which is quite a funeral procession. So they're going to be passing through cities on the way. I don't want Hespedim in the cities. The Hespedim, so the Pashas, they thought that meant, as we'll see, that if they're going to make a Hesped in every city, then people from all of the little villages all around are going to be put to a lot of tirfa. That they're going to be coming into the cities, and he didn't want to be matriarchy. But we'll see that wasn't the case. The yeshiva, yeshiva l'akashloshim yom, you should immediately reopen the yeshiva after 30 days from my death. There shouldn't be any further batala. No more hespedim. Shimon b'ni chacham, my son Shimon, is a chacham. Now Rashi learns that means is a chacham. He's a smart guy, but. Okay, but others learn chacham is actually the reference to chacham. In other words, there were three positions. You have the nasi, you have the abedin, you have the chacham. So the seat stands in the middle. You have the Abbe did this right. You have the Chacham on his left. The Chacham's responsibility is basically Yore Yore. The Abbe Din is Yodin Yodin. So in other words, the one in charge of Yisrael Heter. When you come in, you have Shilas about Kashrus and the birds and the Nidas and so on and so forth. That was the Chacham. Rashi doesn't learn that way over here probably because we'll see later on that he was indeed trying to say he's a Chacham, but nonetheless, Gamliel Beni Nasi. Gamliel was not as great as he is. I'm appointing him in my place as the Nasi. We're going to see you explain all of this. And Chanina Bar Chama, I want to appoint him as the Rosh Yeshiva. Normally the Nasi was also the Rosh Yeshiva. But apparently, I'm going to see later on that Gamliel was not as great as the greatest of his generations. Nonetheless, Rebbe wanted him to be the Nasi. We'll see why. But in order to have the Rosh Yeshiva, would be the Gadol Hador, he appointed Chanina Bar Chama as the Rosh Yeshiva. So let's go through these things that he said. First, he said, "Altis bedunim be'ayarot." So sovereign mina, people thought that he wanted to make sure that no one would go to the tircha and schlep everybody out from their homes to travel to the nearest city. That he felt he didn't want to be matriarchal. But what actually happened is that the Hespedim were only made in the Krachim. The Krachim are the major metropolitan centers. So that means that on the way to Beit She'arim, they stopped only in major locations, and everybody came to theirs. It was even more of a tircha, because the Kvarim, people that were in the Kvarim, did not have local Hespedim in the local village, the local center, the ear. They had to go all the way to Haifa, wherever the Krach was, wherever the center was in that area. So obviously Rebbe understood that they were going to be going to more tircha. So the reason he said not to have it must have been, therefore, that it should be more of an impressive funeral. If they're going to go through every city, and people are going to go to local cities, well, there'll be 10,000 people at the Hesped. If it goes to the Krach, there'll be 100,000 people at the Hesped. He wants a major Hespedim over here. So therefore, in order for the covenant of the Nasi to be properly maintained, so he wanted them bedavka to do it only in the Krachim. So Kiva and the Chazim, when they saw that that's what happened, the Kasavti, the Krachim, the Ka'ati Kuleyama, everybody showed up in the Krachim. So Amru, they said, oh, obviously Rebbe took that into consideration. So Shmami Namishum Yikrahu to Ka'ama. He wanted there to be more kvod for the Nisiyut, kvod for Rebbe's Torah. That's why he said that it should be not in the smaller towns, not even in the smaller cities, but only in the Krach. Why did he insist that they should go back to the standard learning of the yeshiva after 30 days and stop the biggest fading? He said, look, I'm not better than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, so that means that there's only 30 days. And if you're going to be bevato, the yeshiva, for more than 30 days, that's more than Moshe Rabbeinu had. Hespedim. The truth is that the Achronim ask, what kind of raya is it from Bechia? Bechia Shloshim Yom. What does it have to do with Hespedim?
I'm not learning.
Marsha discusses it. No, Bitul of Beis HaMedrash there is. Bitul of Beis HaMedrash for Shloshim Yom. No. It says Shloshim Yom, that's not Loch. No Batei Medrashas, the Batei Medrashas are Batel. Then Lot and Yom HaSatinu B'Yom HaValayim. So the first 30 days after his death, they were maspid him day and night. Mikan Ve'elav Sof to B'Yomam HaVagas B'Layla. But after the 30 days, they were maspid him during the day, but the yeshiva was back at session at night, so they weren't mavato their learning. Or they were maspid in the nighttime, and they continued to learn during the daytime. And this they continued to do for 12 months, ad the sabta tresi yarchishata. Ahu yuma de hashkafte de Rebbe, the day of Rebbe's death, nafka batkala. A batko came out and said, kod avi bashkafte de Rebbe mizumanu lachayev lamava. Anybody that was involved in Rebbe's, that was present for Rebbe's vespedim and the funeral, is mizuman for chayolam haba. That's what he means. What's the Kiddush over here? He says mizuman is a different idea. Mizuman means you're already ready, which means it doesn't need din, doesn't need yisurim, but goes directly to olam haba.
Why
registered?
Exclusive rabbi is bringing the.
It's
name.
Like a super yom kippur. The death of a nasi, the death of a tzaddik is mechaper like a churban beis hamikdash. Somebody was Isaac in that. Saw the gadlus of rabbi, the teshuvah, or the yashkafti was zeicha chayolam haba. So there was this koveis. That called Yuma Avikasikame. Every single day of his life, he had been learning by Rebbe. This is the famous Kofes. We spoke about this earlier. Who knew things, he remembered things that Rebbe had forgotten by listening to Rebbe's learning. And Ahu Yuma Loata, Dafka that day, he wasn't there. So Kima the Shamahaki, when he heard this bas call, he went and committed suicide. So the Kligra, Manafalar of a mate, he went up to the roof and fell down. Some say he didn't really commit suicide, that he just fell. He was such a tsar. Others say he lost it. What's the answer to commit suicide? The whole discussion whether a person has a right to commit suicide when he feels it. Some learned that he was Mechalal Shabbos because of it was at the time of the funeral. It was Erev Shabbos. There was all kinds of meisim in which he discovered that he had actually been Mechalal Shabbos. Shemot Kedin. It's funny pshat. But anyway, others learned the parshas. The guy lost his mind. He was in such anguish that he just couldn't live. He lost it.
This is opportunity to.
Like this was the big moment where he's been hanging around all of his life for this, you know. Okay, he can come in too. Shimon ben Yichacha.
People like Hillel did they have this for the whole year? I mean, the people are greater.
And this was Rebbe was the Nasi par excellence because of the Mishnah and the Shemir Torah and for everybody. I mean, he represented Kedusha and the family of the Nasius and so on. He was Koveya, the Inyanim of the Nasius, basically in Yisrael. So when he says Shimon ben Yichacham, my Kalmar, and this is why Rashi learns Chacham means literally Chacham, not the way others try to learn that Chacham means the position of the Chacham. Because otherwise, what are you saying, my Kalmar? So they have to learn my Kalmar as the Pshat. What does that mean? I mean, obviously, you're not appointing people today just because Rebbe dies doesn't mean everybody else died. I mean, so what's he coming along Shimon ben Yichacham? Must have been that he already was the Chacham. So why is he repeating that he's the Chacham? That's the way they understand the question. But in any event, so what in the context of appointing Rebbe Gamliel to be the Nasi? What's the point of saying that Shimon is a chacham? This is the way Rashi learns it. Even though Lamaisa Shimon is much greater than Gamaliel, nonetheless, I want Gamaliel to be Nasi. Gamaliel b'ni Nasi. So Levi said, what kind of business is this? You have to say that. I mean, Gamaliel was the Bechor. The Bechor gets there, I mean, unless there would be something terribly wrong with it, the Nasiut goes to it's inheritable, and it should go to the Bechor. So Reb Shimon, who heard Levi make that comment, felt that this was Levi, pure Levi. Levi already had made comments to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the story where Levi said, Lita Lamala, you're going up to the sky, you forgot everything down here on earth, you don't give a damn. So because of that, he became lame. So he held on. Here's Levi opening up his big mouth again. The chutzpah saying whether Rebbe had to say, not have to say. What does he know? So he says, so Reb Shimon, Rebbe's son, said, let me tell you why it had to be said. It had to be said for jerks like you that drag their legs around lame. Because of the way you talk. So what happened to you before? Why don't you want to keep your mouth shut? But why did Rabbi Shimon bar Levi hold that Levi was wrong? Actually, Levi was right. It's a beferish of pasuk. It says beferish in the pasuk that the bechor gets the malchut. So Levi is saying, I understand. Rabbi has to be mechadish of pasuk. It's an open pasuk. So indeed, well, what's the explanation? Rabbi, my time offered off. So actually, Yehoram. The point over there was that Yehoram was greater than his brothers. Even though Lamaisi was a Rasha, but he only became a Rasha afterwards, Rasha said. So he was B'malei Mokom Avotav. He was the most Chashuv. So therefore, he appointed Yehoram. But Rabbi Gamliel was not the most Chashuv. Rabbi Gamliel ain't B'malei Mokom Avotav. So therefore, Rabbi wanted him to say. So then why, if he wasn't B'malei Mokom Avotav, so why did Rabbi in fact make him? Just because he's a Bechor, I mean, if he has to be Ma'amal Makom Avotah, my time Avotah, because Nehid ain't a Ma'amal Makom Avotah, Bechokhma'ah, the Yirat Chet B'amal Makom Avotah, he already held that because of the Yirat Chet, it was more Choshev to have somebody who would be, to have the Midas of Anova and so on that Rebbe had, in order that there shouldn't be an abuse of the Nasius, because it's a rather dangerous thing to put somebody who isn't Mushlam in his Midas in a position of power. So better to have the guy who isn't as wise, but at least who is as Midas. So over there, he pointed Rabbi Gamliel. But then when it came time to make the Rosh Hashiva, so over there, he didn't want to appoint Shimon to be a Rosh Hashiva, because already that would create a real breakdown in the brothers. And obviously, he's basically throwing it in his face. So he gave the Rashut, which would normally be given to the Nasi, he gave it to Reb Chanina Bar Chama.
The name Gamliel, the source of it in the Torah, Gamliel, Reb Hatzor, the Nasi.
Yeah, very good. We just had.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chanina Bar Chama, the next thing he said was, Chanina Bar Chama should be Yoshe Barosh. The fact is that Chanina Bar Chama refused to accept the position. He said, even though Rebbe said, I can't. Lokei Reb Chanina, because Reb Afis, who was 2.5 years older than him, was also a great Chacham, he said, I can't do it. I can't be Rosh Hashiva in the place of Rebbe Afis. So they made Rebbe Afis, they put him in Bereish, they put him on the head, and Rebbe Chanina stood outside for all those years, and he didn't come into the Beit Midrash because he didn't want to go to the Shir of Rabbi Afis, because he wasn't ready to be Mekabel in his Rosh Hashiva. He wasn't greater than him. I was older than him. So some say that that's as far as the position is going to be. It wasn't going to take Rebbe's command and actually slap it in his face. It's saying, we'll make Rebbe Afis Rosh Hashiva, and I'll go learn by Rebbe. Rebbe said you're supposed to be Rosh Hashiva. But mainly, you don't want to be Mekabel, but you can't be Mezalzel to the point where you're going to accept Rebbe Afis as your Rebbe. So he stood outside. Comes along Levi. And Levi said, well, I'm going to leave Reb Chanina outside on his own. So Levi moved outdoors to sit and to learn with Reb Chanina. Well, so Levi the Yosef Gabit. Lamaisa, we know from the Gemara and Brachas, that Levi paid a high price for that little bit, because they refused to allow him after he died. They refused to allow him into the Yeshiva of the Mala. As I said, remember when Shmuel came up searching for what to do with the money that his father had died, he didn't tell him what the money was for his son. So he found Levi sitting outside on the stairs. I said, what are you doing outside? He said, same way I stayed outside, and I was Mitzayah Rebbe Afis, felt that it was terrible, and I didn't come to Shir. So all those years that I was Mitzayah Rebbe Afis, I have to stay outside. So even though he did it for Rebbe Chanina, but Lamaisa was Mitzayah Rebbe Afis. Anyway, when Rebbe Afis died, so they made Rebbe Chanina Rosh Hashiva. When they made Rebbe Chanina Rosh Hashiva, so Levi lost his Chavrusim. So lo habi la Levi, inish lametav kapek. He didn't have anybody to learn by. So then he went to Babel. And that was the Maisa, when they came to Rav, and they said to Rav, you know, Gavra Rabba Iklan Narda, this great guy has come in to Narda, and he's Mitla, and he's lame, and he's darish that kalila is shari. He's going around telling people that it's mutter to wear a kalila, which is like a crown, I think in English it's a tiara, they call it. Right? A crown-like device, it's a jewelry. That it's mutter for a woman to wear that on Shabbos, because since usually only a chashuva woman wears such a thing, there's no chashash that a chashuva woman is going to do something so crass as removing her jewelry and show it to her friends and maybe carrying it on Shabbos, which is the basis of assuring jewelry on Shabbos. And he's coming along and saying it. Rav, who was otherwise known as Sherlock Holmes, said, oh, I now realize Rabbi Apis has died. How did he figure out from that Rabbi Apis has died? He said, look, it's obvious. Must be Rabbi Apis died. Rabbi Chanina was made Rosh Hashiva. Levi didn't have anybody to learn with. And this must be Levi, who's lame. And sure enough, of course, so Dr. Watson says, how do you know? Maybe Rabbi Chanina died. Rabbi Apis was always the way that he was. So Levi lost his cover. So how are you so come to the conclusion on insufficient information? So Rav said, no way, because if that was the case, Ibai Zema Levi, L'Rabbi Apis Mikir, Fabi Kaya Flay, first of all, Levi would have been willing to come in to learn by Rabbi Apis if it hadn't been for Rabbi Chanina's covers. If Chanina died, he wouldn't have come down here above. That's number one. Or Ibai Zema, Kima Doma, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Yeshiva Rosh, it's Rabbi said that Chanina Bar Chama should be Rosh Hashiva. It's not possible that he would have died without becoming Rosh Hashiva. It had to be that Rabbi Apis died, and they appointed him Rosh Hashiva. Why? After all, it says the Gavit Tzadikim, Vatigzar Omer Vayokamach. Valdrochecha Nagaor, what a tzaddik says comes to be. And if this is what Rebbe said, so the only period during which Chanina Bar Chama would not be Rosh Hashiva could only be during the time Rebbe Apis was alive. But it wasn't possible that he should predecease Rebbe Apis. So that must be what happened. What? Wait a second, says the Gemara. But Ravi Rebbe Chia. What happened to Rebbe Chia? Rebbe Chia, why wasn't Rebbe Chia at the time of Rebbe? Why didn't Rebbe make Rebbe Chia the Rosh Hashiva? Why did he give it to Rebbe Chanina? Rebbe Chia was older, more chashuv. No, Rebbe Chia had already died. Not an option. What do you mean Rebbe Chia had already died? Am Rebbe Chia nira iti kivrosha Rebbe? Or Rebbe Chia left the ballot. Rebbe Chia said, I personally saw Rebbe's kever. And I cried over Rebbe's kever. April. No, that's a mix-up. It was Rebbe who said, I saw Rebbe Chia's kever. I, Rabbi Chia, was the one who said that the day that Rebbe died, there was no more Kedusha in the world, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh represented Kedusha. That does something. That is the famous thesis for crying and crying. It was brought here and many other places in Shas, that Batla Kedusha means the Kedusha's HaKahuna is Batla, that Kohanim are all Metami. So he said, he used to say, if I was present when Rabbeinu Tam was Nifter, I would have been Metami myself as a Kohen to go to Rabbi Natan's funeral and to be Isaac with his pura. Okay, the whole discussion, of course, this is the basis of the discussion, whether tzaddikim or not metame, which is some kind of a conclusion, which is very much shaloka halacha, that tzaddikim afilu b'mitatam are called alive, so they're not metame. Initially, I mean, you want to say that to Rebbe, you kept coming home Erev Shabbos, but then the Rabbi Natan, I mean, we don't see such a hanaga. Okay, I mean, others learned that this is the way the Rambam passed things. That it's true that Batla could do, but that's because everybody is considered to be like a korov to the Nasi. So it's a personal avilut. So the same way a kohen is betame for his relatives, this is considered to be his relative. This is avi avi rechav Yisrael for Hashem. The same way he's betame for his father, he's been betame for the Nasi. Others learn that it means ain't kedusha means that they were bevata the din of tumas beis apras, which is the rabbanon. So you can be betame tumi the rabbanon in order to be metapel in the kvod hanasi. Okay, but in any event, we certainly don't pask in the way. I mean, there's some madmen out there still running around going to Kvarim as Kohanim saying, wow, the tzaddik and the Matan. And he's saying, I mean, who is the tzaddik? It's not Matan, whoever I think is a tzaddik. And, I mean, if he's got a kever with a little sign with a Shas Shempel on it, it must be okay to be Matan for him. Yeah. Okay, so in any event, it's clear that he was alive if he was the one who made the statement that Batla Kedusha, so how can we say that he had already died by the time Rebbe was handing out these positions? It's not true, says the Gemara. Well, it could be that that's also was backwards. Maybe Rebbe said that about Rebbe Chia. It can't be. But Tanya Kishachola Rebbe, when Rebbe became ill, Rebbe Chia came in to see him. Nicholas Rebbe Chia Tzlo, who matzoshu bocher. He found Rebbe crying. So he said to Rebbe, Rebbe, mibimata bocher. But Tanya, make me talk as choksim in Yofalo. Somebody who dies laughing. It's a good sign. Because after all, Gan Eden is a place of laughter and joy. That means that he perceives his bokeh b'Gan Eden. But if he's mitoch abechi, Simon Rallo, that's Emek HaBachaz Gehenim. What are you crying that you see Gehenim in front of you? Ponav Lamala, if he dies facing upwards, that means he's looking up to the Shemayim, Simon Yofalo. Ponav Lamata, he seems to be staring down at hell, Simon Rallo. Ponav Klapei Am, if he's facing the people, Simon Yofalo. Sklapi Akota, where he's very much alone, Simen Ralo. Panav Yerukim, Simen Ralo. Panav Tzuvim, Tzuvim, Vadumim. He looks like he's bright and alive. Simen Yofalo. Made Bear of Shabbat, Simen Yofalo, because he goes directly into Menucha, into Shabbos. Ganem, after all, it's closed. Erev Shabbos, into Shabbos. If he dies with Matzai Shabbos, bad sign, bad sign. If he dies Erev Yom Kippur, bad news. I mean, he could have had all of his Kapora and Yom Kippur to miss it by one day. Simen Ralo. But if he dies Matzai Yom Kippur, of course, everybody, oh, look at this. Must have been his Gzar Din to die Matzai Yom Kippur. Actually, on the opposite is true. Simen Yofalo. Make Mechole Me'ayim, if he dies from a stomach illness, it's a Simen Yofalo. Most tzaddikim die from various stomach illnesses. Why? Because a stomach illness basically removes the connection that a person has to the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, and it's a mevarim. He's left like a malach, not eating that food. Right? So, and it does not affect his mind. So his mind remains clear and his body is cleansed. So what are you crying for? Did you finish your question yet, Chia? That's a very long question. Okay, Omale Ana Tero Mitzvah Skabachina. I'm crying because I'm losing my great chances now, all my opportunities to learn more Torah, do more mitzvahs. That's why I'm crying. That's not a Simen Ralo. I mean, a person who values life, that he should cry at losing life, that's not a Simen Ralo. What could be? Maybe it was the opposite. It was Rebbe, you're going in to see Rebbe Chia. This whole conversation was backwards. Could be one possibility. Or it could be by saying, you know what? Maybe it's true. Rebbe Chia was alive at the time that Rebbe died. And nonetheless, Rebbe did not want to appoint him to be Rosh Yeshiva. Why? Because Rebbe Chia was Isaac in mitzvahs. Rebbe said, "Well, Rebbe said, look, I don't want to give this guy too much to do. He's going to end up with Tzarchi Tzibor that are in learning. I'd rather he does what he does." What was that, Maisa? When Rebbe Chanina would fight with Rebbe Chia, arguing about something, so Rebbe Chanina would say to Rebbe Chia, "You've got a chutzpah arguing with me. But you're arguing with me. I'm telling you that this is the pshat. Im chas v'shalom nishtak katar miyisrael. Let me tell you something. If everybody would forget Kol HaTorah Kula, I could reconstruct it just out of my own brains. Right? I got enough people over here to build the whole thing back up again. So don't argue with me. Well, that's a great thing to do. But you see, it's because of me that Torah will never be forgotten. So that's probably better than answer prevention, you know? So therefore, don't argue with me. How do I do that? First of all, I bring seeds of flax, I plant it. Ubegadlana nishbi, and I use that. I grow now the flax, and I go ahead and I use that flax to make nets. And in those nets, I trap deer. Tzayana tavia, and then I shech them. You see, and then I feed the meat to yatomim, and I use the skins to make cloth. So varichna megilta mimashke the tavia, and then salikta lamata talepa mikre darlik. I will go all over the country. I find places where there's no cheder, nobody to teach kids, and then I write on these skins. And I give one chumash to each kid. I take five kids, select five of the best kids, give each kid one chumash. And then I take another six skins, I write down the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and give one seder to each kid, teach it to them. And the Matanin, I teach them Shita Sidrei Mishnah, the Shita Yanuke, the Kol Chad V'Chad Amri, and then I tell each one of these kids, okay, now go teach the other kids what I taught you. So I mean, like, Atne Sidra Chalacha Berecha. V'ayna the Omer Rebbe Kama Gedolim Ma'aseh Chia. It's amazing. So don't argue with me. Omele, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, yes, Rebbe. Was Reb Chia even greater than you? Afilu Mipcha? Omele, absolutely. Said Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi. Afilu Mi'aba? Omele, Chas V'Shalom. I'll take his oath to be a soul from Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe used to talk about Rebbe Yossi like what? Absolutely not. Okay, then Rebbe says, okay, now that I've given over these messages to Chachmi Yisrael, I now need my youngest son. Levni Katana Nitzari. Comes in Rebbe Shimon Etzlo. Masalo Sidrei Chochma. He gave him over Sidrei Chochma. Some say Sidrei Chochma is my Smirkova, my Smirachis. Others say Sidrei Chochma is the Siddurim of a Chochma. In other words, according to those who learned, Rabbi Shimon Chacham is that it was an appointment to be Chacham. So he gave him over the dinim of how it is a Chochma has to be Noik and so on. Omalem, then he said, okay, now send in Levi Gadol and Itzarich. Nichnas Rabbi Gamliel Etzlo, Masalo Sidrei Nisiyut. He gave him over the dinim of how he wants him to be Noik as a Nasi. And he told him, Beni, Nohog Nisiyot Chaber Amim. You're to be powerful in the Nasi. Don't allow any kind, of course, we know this is exactly what Rabbi Gamliel did. Don't allow any compromises on the Kavod HaNisiyut, even though you yourself may feel unworthy. This is the thing you have to protect. Zrok mora b'talmidim, and don't be friendly with talmidim. Make them bitter. Never smile at them. Scare the hell out of them.
Fear or bitterness?
Mora means let them suffer. Let them work at it, not feel that, yeah, it's great, he thinks we're doing well. Vaktivet yirei Hashem, yechabed.
ויאמר, מה זה יהושפט מלך יהודה? ישעיהו רואה תלמיד חכם היה עומד בכיסו, ומחבקו, ומנשקו, וקורא לו רבי, רבי, מורי, מורי. I stand. How can you say this? Well, I mean, the Nasi is not greater than the Melech. Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, David HaMelech celebrates in the Pasuk Yirei Hashem Yechabed. So he's considered to be, it's a darga, that when he would see a Talmud Chacham, he would stand up for him, he would kiss him, he would argue him, he would call him Rebbe, he would, but isn't that a tremendous bittul of the covet of the Nesiyut? And he was Mevatel the covet of Malchut, so why is Rebbe telling Rebbe Gamliel not Mevatel the covet of Nesiyut? He says, well, there's a difference. Habet Sinah B'Farnesser, what he was talking about publicly. He can't publicly act that way. He has to publicly put on a show of being rough and tough and uncompromising. But Sina, obviously, he loves Tabi Nechachad and so on. Tanya, Rebbe Mutal B'Tzipori, U'makom Uchan Lo B'Beit Shari. Now, Rebbe, during his illness, was lying in Tzipori, but he had already purchased a kever in Beit Shearim, and that explains the whole Seder over here, that there was going to be a long funeral procession from Tzipori to Beit Shearim, and that he, therefore was a question, where to give the Espedim and so on. So the Gemara, what? I thought Rebbe lived in Beit Shearim. Vatanya Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdov. One of the examples that the Gemara brings of what it means to search out for Tzedek is to go to Rebbe's Bezdin in Beit Shearim. So that means that he was living in Beit Shearim, not that he died in Beit Shearim, buried in Beit Shearim. No, it's true. Rebbe originally lived in Beit Shearim. Then he got ill. So when he got ill, they were looking for a nature cure. They weren't going to send him to Switzerland. So they sent him to Tzipori. Tzipori is like Switzerland. All the way up there, beautiful, fresh air and so on. So they brought him for a cure, gave him the chalash at Mila Tzipori. The medallia is very high up. That's why it's called Tzipori, named after Tzipori. And Bosim Avir has very sweet air, and they felt that he would get better over there in Tzipori. But then he died in Tzipori, and they had to bring him back to bury him in Beit Shearim.
Somebody suggested that, even though this is Barnea's neighborhood, that...
Lo yomru shneyam, ahu gavad ogir lo rechaya lechavim, the tchina, the sofiat, the zobin rechaya lechamra. No, I'm going to continue being mitchan tachinim nuach. So sovar vinal meimar. Now hold on a minute. I'm not nitin. Where if the needs change, you got to send in a check. So lo yomer shneim arayon uzanim otakecha. Adel echad zana ve'echad notein nadmei mezonot. Omlei rabavir is no comparison. Midami hatam chad kreisa ito. Tarte kreisa she hasn't managed to grow yet. Letla. So obviously over there, there's no options. You got to send in a child support check. But Achim, what's your Amalei? What's your problem? Tron v'zvin, tron v'osif. Am I bothering you? You can't make money from your new factory. For the socher. For the socher. So then it's kofen ato amidat sto. Let him do the same work, make money, and send the money into this guy who doesn't need now the tchina. Al manasha amra yef shilazuz mi beit bali. אלא יושים יכולים לומר לה, לחיל לבית אביך, ואנו זנים אותך, אלא זנים אותה, ונותנים לה מדור לפי כבודה. אמרה, אי אפשר לזוז מבית הבא. ואין יכולים היושים לומר לה, אם את אצלנו, יש לך מזונות. ואם אין את אצלנו, אין לך מזונות. אם הייתה טוענת, it's inappropriate, בני שהיא ילדה ואין ילדים, זנים אותה, והיא בבית אביה. תודה רבה. משתמשת במדור כדרך שמשתמשת בחיי בעלה. בעבדים משפחות כדרך שמשתמשת בחיי בעלה. בחורים וכסתות כדרך שמשתמשת בחיי בעלה. בכלי כסף. בכלי זהב כדרך שמשתמשת בחיי בעלה. שכך כתב לה. את תהיית בה בביתי ומתזנה מנפסי כל ימי מגר ארמלותך בביתי. תודה רב יוסף בי מדייק בביתי ולא בביקתי. אמרה דחם, יתומים שמחרו מדור, אלמנה, לא עשו ולא כלום. מה שם רבי עשי רבי יוחנן, או אמר רבי עשי רבי יוחנן, in a case where יתומים שקבלו מוכר בנכס מועטי, מה שמחרו מחרו. What's the difference between בנות and the אלמנה? Big difference. אתם לא משתב לא מחיים, ורזח משתב לא מחיים. אמרה, ביי נקטינו מדור אלמנה שנפל, אין היושים חייבים לבנותו. דניה מיוחי, מדור אלמנה שנפל, אין היושים חייבים לבנותו, ולא עוד, אלא אפילו היא אומרת, אני חוני ועבדנו משלי, אין שומעים לה. בואי הבאי, השיב צעמי, תקו. אומרה אי אפשי, ולית ולקיית ועתה, מסייע לרבונה. כי אומר רבונה, ברכת הבית ברובה, ולית ולה, at least prorated, לפי ברכת הבית, החינמי we do. אומר רבונה, לשון חכמים ברכה, לשון חכמים עושר, לשון חכמים מרפא, ברכה, אבי אמר, או שנתן עמוק הפירות חברו משך ולא מדד קנה, מדד ולא משך לא קנה, ואם היה פיקר סוחר את מקומו, מרפד אצלן לא ילוס אדם חיטים יניח אגבי מהקתו בפסח, מפני שמחמיצות.
Tana Rabbanu b'she'at p'tirator shel Rebbe amar levanai ani tzarech. Nichnasu banav etzlo. Amar lehem yizaharu b'chorinchem, ner yeh daluk b'mekomo, shulchan yeh aruch b'mekomo, mitate motzat b'mekoma, Yosef Chefani, Shimon Efrati, Em Shimshuni b'chayai, Em Yisham Shimuni b'moti. Yizaharu b'chorinchem. What does he have to say? You're right, Edith. You kaved et avicha v'timecha. No, she wasn't the Amecha. She was Eshet Ahav. So, Eshet Ahav Nami, you're right. The Tanya Kaber Et Avicha Vet Imecha Et Avicha Zu Eshet Avicha Et Imecha Zu Baal Nimcha Vav Yeter Al Rabat Chicha Gadol Ani Mili Mechaim Avul Yachar Mitan Lo Ner Yedalot Bimekomo Shuchan Yayaruch Bimekomo Mitat Eim Utsat Bimekomo Mai Taima Kol Beishim She Aviyati La Beite Ol Beishim She Ate Shivavte Kakar Ye Abava Amra Amte Shtiko Rebbe Yati Given the Shama Shuvlo, Atashlo, Tila, Zatzatikim Rishon. Yosef Chefani, Shimon Efrati, Em Shimshun Bechayem, Shimshuni Bemoti, Sopa Minabadin Alma with the Kaama. Given the Chosu, the Kodim Arsele, Arseyan, Oh, Shmane Allahu Alma with the Kaama. Vaidi Amarochi, the Lolema Milta Avoyim of the Adin and Ami Schutta Shurebi, Hude Anilu. Amar Lem, okay, now the Chachme Yisrael, Amitzarech. Nichbus Rebso Chachme Yisrael, Amar Lem, Altis Kuduni Bayarot. הושיבו ישיבה עם מי ולאחר 30 יום, שמעון בני חכם, גמליאל בני נשיא, חנינא בר חמא יושב בראש. אל תספדוני מהעיירות סובר מינה, משום תירכו את הכמה, כאילו דחוזי את זה, על הקאנטרי, כספתי בכרכים וקראתי כולי עמא, even from the little villages, עמא שמע מן על הקאנטרי, משום יקראו את הכמה. הושיבו ישיבה לאחר 30 יום, that's because לא עדיף ממשה רבינו, וחבקו בני ישראל משה בערבות מואב 30 יום. So Latin human sapped to be a mama villa, the Amikan Vela, they reopened the yeshiva and sapped to be a mama of a gosh of a lila, sapped to be a lila of a gosh of a mama. Until Abdesap to trace a yarkishata. Ahu yuma dashkapted Rebbe. Nafka bat kala vamra koda habi bashkapted Rebbe mizumano lakayalam abba. Ahu koves ko yuma aviatika, ahu yuma dafka loata. Given the shama achi solid leader of another lot of a meat. Yats the bat kovi amra afu koves mizumano lakayalam abba. Shimon ben Yichacham, my comma, okay, come on. Alpha P, Shimon ben Yichacham, nonetheless, Bimam Leo ben Inasi. Omar Levi, Tzrichala Meymar. Om Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, Tzrichala Chodlin at Laatcha. My Kashua, your Krokom, Rebetam Amlachana, Tanli Yoram, Kiwa Bechor. Ahum Mamale Mekom Avotavav. From Gamliel, and Ahum Mamale Mekom Avotavav. For Rebbe, my time of Alchi, if that's the case, because Nehi, Deinu, Mamale, Mekom, Avotav, Chochmah, but Virat Chet, he was Mamale, Mekom, Avotav. Chanina, Barachama, Yeshev, Barosh, Mloki, Bel, Rebbe, Chanina, Shoy, Rebbe, Afis, Kodom, Menosh, Teshan, Mimetza, Yotiv, Rebbe, Afis, Baresh, Yotiv, Rebbe, Chanina, Avroi, Ota, Levi, Yotiv, Gabe, then, Nok, Nash, Rebbe, Afis, Yotiv, Rebbe, Chanina, Baresh, Vlavi, Levi, Inishal, Mate, Gabe, Vikati Labaval, and indeed, I knew Domer Lila Rab, Gabba Rabba Yikla, and Ardom Mitla, Vidorish Kalila Shari. Oh, Shmami no Noch Nafshid Rabafis, Yotiv Rebbechanin Beresha, Lahavile Lalevi Inish Lamaitiv Lagabe, Vikati. How do you know? Him Rebbechanin Noch Nafshid Rabafis, Kid Yotiv Yotiv, Vilahavile Lalevi Inish Lamaitiv Gabe Vikata. First of all, he by Tema Levi Rabafis Mikafavi Kariflet. Furthermore, by the given the Omer Rebbe Chanina Bar Chama, given the Omer Rebbe, you should say, it's very confusing. Given Omer Rebbe, it's a big mistake they put that little thing there. That Chanina Bar Chama, Yeshe Barosh, Lo Sagi, De Lo Molech, Techtibu, Vitzadikim, Vatikzar Omer Vayokam Lo. The Avi Rebbe Chia in the first place, why wasn't he made? Nah, he already died. Nach Nash, Omer Chia Nira Hiti Kibrosh Rebbe, Radical Abdamot. April. Omer Rebbe Chia, Oto Ayom, she made Rebbe Badla Kedush. April. But then you can call a Rebbe Nicholas Rebchiat Slow Matos Boker, Omar Rebbe, Mibne Mata Boker, Tanya make me talk as Horksim in Yafalo, me talk a Pichisim in Ralo, Ponav Lamala Sim in Yafalo, Ponav Lamatasim in Ralo, Ponav Klape Am Sim in Yafalo, Klape Akoto Sim in Ralo, Ponav Yerukim Sim in Ralo, Ponav Tsuvim Adumim Sim in Yafalo, Made Bear of Shabbat Sim in Yafalo, Pomatzer Shabbat Sim in Ralo, Made Bear of Yamakipurim Sim in Ralo, Mbotseyo bakipurim, Simnia fellow, make me chole me ayim, Simnia fellow, Bejrubat Shatatikim, Mitatam bechole me ayim. Omalay ana toro mitzvot kabachiani. But in any event, you see, Rabbi was alive. He boitema epoch. We boitema leolam later, but nonetheless, Rabbi didn't want to appoint Rabbi Chia. Because Rabbi Chia is subi mitzvah savi, Rabbi Sava loa fagre. Vaina that yavi mitzvah, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chia. Omalay Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chia. Ba'ale vidiya minatzta? You crazy? Im chas v'shalom nishkech ha-torah mi-yisroh ma-adranalei mi-pupulei.
Amalei Rebbe Chia, big deal. Ana avdi lo nishtak the Torah Yisrael. Daitina kitna v'shadayna, magadlana nishbe, v'tziyadna tavya, makina bisu miyatme, varich v'megil to mimashka de tavya, v'salikta nabata lehetai mikri dardake, v'katvina chamishu yinuke, umatida shisa sidi da shita yinuke, and the kochad v'chad amalei ati sidi chalachavercha. V'ayna lo nirebi, kama gedolim ma'aseh chia. Amalei Rebbe Shimon v'rebi, afilu mimcha? Amalein, Amalei Rishon v'rebi yose, afilu miyama? Amalei chas v'shalom, lo te kazot b'Yisrael. Amalehem, livni ha-katana nitzarech, nichlas Rebbe Shimon etzlo, basar lo sidrei chokma. Amalehem, livni gadol ha-nitzarech, nichlas Rebbe Gamliel etzlo, basar lo sidrei nisiyut. Amalehem, bni, naog nisiyut ha-beramim, zero kumara b'tamidim. Any baktivit yirei Hashem yichabed, v'amamar zei yoshavet melech Yehuda, kishayoreh tamid chakama yomeid mikiso b'chapko minashko, b'korol ha-rebi, rebi, mori, mori, lo kasha, b'tzino b'faresya. Tanya Rebbe Mutal Betziporim Makom Muhammad Bebet Sharim. But Tanya Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov means Alechach Rebbe Lebet Sharim. So obviously he lived there with his Beit Din. No, Rebbe Beit Sharim Have, but Kiman the Cholashem Tirdov Tziporim the Medaya Ubasim Avira.